Birth and fossils, they defy millions of years.
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the popular Answers book. Well, Ken, I don't think anyone believes that birth takes millions of years, but many people do believe that it takes millions of years to make a fossil. Explain how then these are connected.
Well, of course, giving birth doesn't take a long time, but it doesn't take millions of years for a dead animal to turn into a fossil either. Let me give you a startling example. A museum in Germany has a beautifully detailed fossil on display. It shows an ichthyosaur in the process of giving birth to its fully formed baby. Now, the baby, except for the head, appears to have emerged from the body of the mother. This fossil presents a problem for those who think such fossils were formed over millions of years. It's obvious that the mother and baby ichthyosaur must have been buried instantly to capture the birth while it was occurring. Also, the tissues of the baby ichthyosaur would have been more susceptible to decomposition, and yet they were preserved in nearly perfect detail. Now, when we study the events in Genesis, such as the flood of Noah, and the destruction it would have caused, we shouldn't be surprised to find such fossils as an ichthyosaur caught in the act of giving birth. Such fossils make sense when you start with the Bible.
The worldwide flood also explains the many dinosaur fossils we find today. For more information on Noah's flood and whether or not it was global, read Ken Ham's fascinating new booklet. It's available free on our attractive website, answersradio.com. answersradio.com.